This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 393, 30 Shades of Pandalicious. Welcome to Electric Sisterhood, the best, the fucking best girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister, and I am all by myself to bring you a very special, actually no, not that special, episode of our weekly podcast. That's right, it was the holiday weekend, and by holiday weekend, I mean Pandalicious's birthday. Oh yeah, and the birthday of the U.S. nation, whatever, independence, blah blah blah. Most importantly, it was Panda's birthday, as she didn't let us forget for the past 3 weeks. And as such, we've collected some of our favorite Panda-isms over the last 8 years into an episode of our podcast. Why? Well, because Panda's really not very, ashamed of any of the things that come flying out of her mouth during a recording until she hears it back on a podcast episode. And what better birthday present, well, than a collection of all those wonderful witty and not so witty things. So without further ado, grab something delicious to drink and or eat and enjoy 30 Shades of Pandalicious. Ninja Gaiden Sigma, and Ninja Gaiden Sigma, however you want to say it, PlayStation 3. It's going to be out July 3rd. So don't say I never did anything for you.
Oh my god, that's my very special day.
Yes. Yes. I know it's your very special day. And I'll be buying myself something on it.
You know, that's not cool.
It's totally cool.
Not cool.
Yep, totally cool.
Anyway,
the more you like,
said,
the more you like Naruto, the more you hate the fellers.
That's what you want.
What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Neither of us heard what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, yeah. Yeah. What? That's what I said.
Before that.
Before that.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, moving on.
Anyway, Magic, so
Pandalicious, a little bit retarded since 2007.
No, I've been almost retarded since 1984. Today.
Oh my god, oh my god, I am so happy that came out. We have to make a clip show now just so we can put that clip in there.
Pandalicious, been retarded since 1984.
Our card since 84.
Oh, God.
I are our tard. Sometimes, not all the time.
And promote us to all your friends
yeah.
in town.
Yeah, tell your friends about us and tell your friends to comment on site. Because, you know, we like to know that you're reading our stuff.
Because we know you're reading it.
We can tell you're reading it.
You're just not saying anything about it.
You're just not saying anything about it. Do you not like us? Is that what it is?
Is it because we're black?
Yeah, are you racist?
We're just kidding, guys.
Yeah, just kidding.
We're just kidding. We kid. We kid.
Because we love. We do.
You could become famous.
Yeah.
Or at least
like
known
us.
To people unknown to you.
You could have your own, like, shrine in somebody's, like, closet for all we know.
I know. And I'll tell you what, I like it when people build shrines to me. That's always so cool.
I don't, because they usually use garbage.
See, the people that build shrines to me usually use Hello Kitty things. And that's just cool.
Well, you're lucky.
Take this lovely mic of 1,000 truths, blows bubble, that looks like a bubble pipe, and I'm going to wipe it off, because I'm sure, you know, Magic doesn't want to share that, and I'll pass that to you, Magic, and I don't know what you're going to do with it, but it's really pretty.
It's a bubble pipe, huh?
Yeah, you can blow bubbles with it.
But I really don't want to get, like, mono or something.
I don't have mono, you horrible person.
Pandalicious has diseases.
No, I don't.
She's
oh
all
my
diseased.
God. You guys are so mean to me.
All right, you know what I'm gonna do with it? I'm gonna turn it. I'm gonna turn it back.
I do not.
Syphilis.
Guys, syphilis. Lovely listeners to ESH, I do not have STDs or VD or any type of diseases. Okay.
It burns with cheese.
But
it burns
it.
With GPs.
That's not true. It does not, you horrible old hag.
Fuck you.
Okay, this is degenerating quickly.
I don't have diseases.
All right, guys, focus.
But Magic, she said I had diseases. I'm very clean. I have
tried not to spell on it. She's seen
it. I have great hygiene. Anyway, Magic,
no,
what are you going to do with
the money? She has herpes right now, but she's using herpes.
No,
fake!
Ninja, Panda,
I do not have herpes.
Panda, you got to remember, she's senile, so she thinks everything's suffering the same
way.
Oh,
bitch, I'll turn your mic off right now.
Disclaimer, Pandalicious does not have genital herpes. If I was my fan base, I'm coming after you.
With Pandalicious, as you do may contract genital herpes. Her personnel does not prevent against
the If I lose my fan base, I will quit. I don't need there to be rumors saying that Pandalicious has STDs. Because
do
I'm very clean.
Base?
I just love how serious you're taking it. That's awesome.
Oh,
no,
that's
I don't, bitch. No, I don't. I'm clean. I'm a clean girl. I'm a good girl. I'm not naughty.
I have hygiene.
I'm not naughty.
I wonder if you can. I wonder if you can sue your own family for slander.
Wouldn't it be libel? No, slander's from the mouth. That's true. Anyway, I do
slander's
not.
When they tell lies about
slander
how
comes
you are.
From the mouth.
The mouth. Libel's when they write it
I'm
down
delicious.
On paper. Shut up. So go on, Magic. You need to pass
so I'm gonna,
the
I'm gonna,
part
I'm
over
gonna
there.
Pass the lounge singer's mic of 1,000 truths to Ninja. What are you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna turn it into a club and beat the shit out of Pandalicious with it.
Well, what'd you do?
And then when I have the bloody club back, I'm gonna turn it back into Chaos Blades and chop her up into little pieces.
That's kind of harsh.
Yeah.
Send in 1995, you get a little piece of Pandalicious. No COD. And she does not have genital herpes.
Pandalicious has BD.
Oh, God. I do not.
And that's what my whole topic is about now, because I'm going to throw my notes out the window.
Ninja sister has gout.
Gout is like 50 or above to get gout.
It's a better to have the gout than to have a disease on my private parts.
There is no
festering
disease.
Sores.
You're hurting my stomach. Stop it.
All right. Should I just grab a piece of paper and start keeping score?
No, she totally won because now everyone's going to think I'm a dirty, dirty whore.
Well, yeah. Well, everybody thinks she has gray hair, so
yeah.
it's fine.
Yes, yes. And the only gray
yeah, but she
I
can
have...
dye her gray hair. I can't dye my VD.
Oh, get Pandalicious drunk and let her fall asleep. When you go to wake her up, she'll go, Sega. She does, every time. Every time.
It's hilarious.
Like, she'll be like, wake up! And she'll be like, take a...
Shut up. I hate you.
Oh, a minute ago you loved me.
I do love you, but I hate you at the same time. Damn
yeah,
it, I'm a double-edged sword.
But then you told her that it didn't matter how much she loved you. She wasn't getting the PS3, so
yeah,
she,
I know.
She didn't want to love
yeah,
you anymore.
She decided.
No, that's
she's
not
a fickle
why.
Bitch, that one, in any way.
And apparently I have STDs and VD, and I'm just this dirty slut for backseat.
Has genital herpes. And
she's
fights
as dirty as a public bath.
I do not.
Oh, I already know of at least one member of this podcast that has been drunk during the taping of a podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ninja. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes. Sure.
Apparently, she also likes doing podcasts with ball gags in her mouth.
Yeah. Well, that's another podcast.
Totally another podcast.
Wow.
And might end
up
being a very
bar magic.
Popular podcast. Wow. Okay.
And I didn't do it that time. It was not me.
Every once in a while, I just come out of left field with really, really awful things.
Yeah, no shit.
That would be something I should say. But anyway.
Let's move along because I don't know how to follow that up properly. So I'm not
let's
even
not.
Try.
Proceed with caution.
Okay.
I'm so distracted by the fact that I think he is his brother that it manages the series manages to sneak up behind me with this giant mallet of oh my god I can't believe it.
I'm so glad you said that because I mind went someplace else.
Oh, please, sorry. Please enlighten us. Where did your mind go?
Nope, I was thinking things that involved lube and yeah. I'm sorry.
A giant dildo of pain!
No!
So sorry.
No!
You got behind you and gave you a sneak attack.
You.
Yes, alright, that was my fault.
Did it make a worse sound? Because, you know, they usually give it away.
Oh, Jesus.
They're not very stealthy. But anyway, you kind of know they're coming. Anyway,
stop talking.
Bad experience.
Shut up! That's another podcast. That's not even going to be a podcast that's so X-rated. Anyway,
yeah,
next.
We're locking that in the ESH vault, never to be seen again.
I have a hard time. Like, I don't have a problem, like, doing a chord, like a yellow and green or a red and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my problem is when you have three yellow and blues together.
And okay.
Yellow and blue. Like yellow and green. And then you have to go, so you have to go and you have to hit them fast, like when they're all like lined up, where you have to like be like, bing, 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 like super fast.
Wait, do that again.
Why the? Bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. Yes, that's awesome. All right, I'm pausing here because I just heard my doorbell ring.
Okay.
So hold on a second.
I love corn. On a cob. Born to do the hand job, baby. Blue moon, I saw you standing alone.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
All right. It sucks.
It really, really sucks.
It sounds like it really sucks.
Oh my god, does it suck? It hurts my back, that's how much it sucks. It's like back pain. It's like tooth pain. Without any medications. Yes, we're ready. I'm not a slut.
You totally are.
Well, I am not.
Do you get paid? Otherwise, I would change that terminology from slut to whore.
Get paid in what?
Yeah.
I'm not a slut. I am faithful to my boyfriend, so fuck you.
Oh, okay. See the terminology she uses there? Fuck. That's an angry word. It describes.
Yeah, because you're making me angry, bitch.
It describes things that sluts do. Sluts fuck. All right, so anyway.
And they have sex and they make love. So there are three different things that women do.
I wasn't talking about women. I was talking about sluts. But moving on.
Slut.
We don't have a candy bitch this week because you sluts refuse to comment on things.
Oh, now you're calling everyone else sluts, too?
Yeah, maybe it's because we call them sluts that they don't want to talk to us.
I can't help it. Sluts on the word of the day calendar that I have.
I still prefer
shut
slut.
Up. No, it's not.
Slag yeah, is, like, the best word ever.
It's a degrading word, a day calendar, and slut is the word of the day today. Oh. Hobag is a word, too. But
hobag.
You didn't know that.
No, see, I probably...
Hobag makes the person using it seem like they're an idiot.
Doesn't
it? He uses the word hobag.
You're such a hobag.
You're such a hobag.
That's like calling somebody a jerk face.
You call somebody a jerk head.
I like poopy head, though.
I know. She says it all the time.
I do. I think it's cute. It's like calling somebody asshole, but in an adorable way.
Wow.
I mean, how do you not smile when somebody goes, you big poopy head? I mean, you can't not smile at that. Even though they're calling you an asshole. Yeah, but that's because you're a violent person.
I'll give it a 3.5. Only because I can't stand the opening song.
song. Wow.
I really can't. I really, you can't excuse it. It's kind of like the ending song to Baki the Grappler, and we already know.
Yeah, we already
how I feel about Baki the Grappler.
You know, I have
the
to say,
game.
There's one.
Have you ever played the penis game? Oh, I play it all the time.
I've never played the penis game. That's something my generation did not come up with.
Penis.
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 Penis. Yep, missed out on that fun. I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths, which right now just looks like a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hand it to Pandalicious. Panda, what do you have for the people?
I am going to take the mic, and I'm going to turn it into these really cool horns that look like cat ears. I'm going to dye my hair fuchsia.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to walk around naked. Yes, yes.
That is hilarious visual of you doing all that. Because wow. I know what Pandalicious really looks like.
I know what Pandalicious looks like naked.
Luckily, I have not had that pleasure.
And you won't.
And you I don't know. We got pretty drunk at that last party.
Yeah, but my clothes stayed on at my party.
What are you implying?
That somebody likes to show their boobies.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I have no rebuttal.
Right. I didn't get invited to that party, so.
No matter how drunk I get, my clothes don't come off that easy.
Look at that. I just flashed you again.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Oh,
like,
magic.
I didn't see it off.
I flash in your general direction.
Magic, if it helps, her clothes might stay on, but she tends to fall out of chairs.
And she never wears pants. Never.
I'm not wearing pants right now. But like, anyway.
What? Half the podcast afterwards, she goes, all right, I'm going to go put pants on.
What? I'm comfortable in my state. I don't need to wear pants.
I'm comfortable in my state, too, but Virginia requires that you wear pants.
I'm in my own house. I could be naked, for all you guys know. But I'm not.
Kind of crazy.
I'm just not wearing pants. I have to admit that I like the idea of the fact that you know you can fly, there's more space, because now you can't put people in the fucking corner and beat them. Like someone I know used to do.
Get over it.
That's a viable, it's
cheater.
A viable strategy.
No corners, bitch. Now you can't do that anymore. And you can't tell me, okay, I'm going to do a light one. We'll do a light one. Heavy one and I die. You liar. You are a liar.
Do you feel better now that you got that out of your system?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like that's been pent up there for a few years now.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm feeling good about that now.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're not going to have to go to therapy this week. Got that out. You can skip this session.
Yep.
Good.
Guys, I have a joke.
So.
I have a joke.
Okay.
Oh, no. I love this joke. You say it way too often, but I love this joke.
It's the only joke I have. Shut up. How many DBZ characters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
One, but it will take eight episodes for it to show.
Exactly. Fucking exactly.
So what else are you talking about, Ninja?
The other thing that I have, Panda just will not get off of keeping everybody on track.
We have the most fun when we're off track.
But she's just like, fuck you, I'm tired.
Exactly.
Blah, 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 day job, blah, blah. Yep, nobody will put a cat in the microwave like somebody in the family.
You know what?
I didn't press start. Ever going to live that down.
You killed my fucking cat.
No, I didn't.
That thing that grew on her stomach, I firmly believe that came from the...
No, it didn't.
...chemo that you gave her. But anyway. Anyway.
Panda has been playing, you guessed it, Mario Party 8. Not one, not seven, but eight.
For a second, I thought you were going to count all the way through.
It is great.
I thought I'm going to sneeze.
But, I feel like you're going to sneeze, too.
I think I'm going to sneeze, actually, because I keep trying to hide it.
Yeah, you sound like
it.
You're going to sneeze. Yeah.
There it is! Oh, that's good. That's an on-air sneeze. Did you get snot
totally
on your mic?
I know, away from my mic, just which was good.
The mic of a thousand truths all snotty now?
Yeah. And then everyone on the podcast died.
That's not very nice. I'm going to sneeze one more time.
God.
I sneeze in threes.
Candlicious
sneezes in threes.
You sneezed and it was like biological warfare because I started like choking.
I know,
like you had smoke in your mouth. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Oh, she coughs and then you sneeze. Oh, that's out.
Oh my God, we're doing it like. Oh God.
I sneeze in the round. Anyway. So.
Everybody okay?
Everyone still alive? Find your exit, buddy.
Have you located your exit, buddy? I believe in fairies. Anyway, it's a fun game. I've had a hoot with it. I swear to God. Like, I'll probably play it after we're done here. And
sneeze. Sneeze.
And after I sneeze. Oh my God. I don't know what's up with me. I'm sneezing today.
Yeah. I'm going to call you Sneezy for the rest of the show.
But anyway, I'm going to say that this game, as I played through it, I like it. It keeps me entertained. 4 stars.
Sneeze. Yes.
Four candies. And good job, Mario. Fuck you, Peach. And Toadette, you're cool. And
fuck
I need
you.
A tissue.
Fuck you. You're
fuck you.
Cool.
Fuck you. You're cool. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm
you're gonna go you sound like a hospital. You sound like you're dying.
No. Magic, when you were coughing, I thought you were dying. I thought we were listening to the last breaths of Magic Mystic.
But anyway, so I'm going to take the crown of a thousand truths, put on some gloves so that it's not infected. Disinfect it with something.
Purell.
Some Febreze.
Douse the sucker in Purell. Febreze will
Purell
only make it smell
and
nice.
And I'm going to lay a nice, beautiful cushion in the center. And Magic, if you want to take it,
I'm
going
to talk at it without getting any closer to it than I have to.
What? I'm human. I sneeze. I'm trying to fight
horn.
The sneezing. I'm sorry.
Don't fight it. Go with it.
I know, but when she blows her nose, it sounds like a trumpet.
It sounds like a duck.
Shut up.
I was like, did somebody let a duck into the podcast?
It sounds
room?
Like somebody's calling people to arms to fight Narnia.
No, it
like
doesn't.
A funeral. It's like,
no. Not like that at all.
It sounds like kind of like, you know, an elephant trumpeting. It's like,
I think it's kind of like a duck.
No, it's much more than that. It's got gravitas.
Maybe, you know how, like, ducks, like, quack, but, like, Canadian geese and stuff, they honk?
Yes.
It's more of a goose thing.
Yeah, it's more of a, than a, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Curse on both your house.
And my
that's
house,
your house
is your
too,
house.
No, your house is indeed. Never mind. I had to refrain.
Delaware! It's in Delaware!
My house is in Dubai. Delaware and Dubai, they're right next to each other. I think that should be the title, but how do you spell
shut
it?
Shut up, you guys!
Just put like honk, honk, honk.
No, it'd be like, it's like, if this is Legend Sisterhood, podcast number 57.
Yep. Yeah, but I could just pick the best of out of all the sneezes and coughs. Thanks.
I'm not touching it, so I'm not passing it to you.
Oh my God, get it, get over it. I sneezed. I'm a human being.
Yeah, you sneezed, and then I almost asphyxiated myself.
I'm a human.
So I'm not touching your germs.
I'm a human doing. Yeah. You know what I'm doing? I'm gonna pick up the mic.
Thank you, Ninja.
Okay, and what I'm gonna do...
You guys grew up together. You're probably immune to the same things.
Probably.
I guess I'm full of diseases. Magic.
I might be like the Native Americans in this situation. You may be like killing me with your syphilis.
Oh my god. I do not have syphilis.
That you know of. Have you been tested?
That you're aware of.
I am.
Have you been tested?
Hmm? Yes.
When?
Last week.
Well, I want to see your results.
I do too.
Send them in the PDF.
And you hurt my feelings. I would never do such a thing, and you suck.
You don't know what skeevy perv dude you've been with.
I haven't been with any skeevy perv, bitch.
I know exactly what skeevy perv dude she's been with.
See? I don't know.
I actually have not been with skeevy perv douchebag.
I think he's a skeevy perv. Nah.
Possibly. He totally isn't a skeevy perv bag.
Could be.
How dare you say that? That hurts.
Don't tell him I said that. He'll be so mad at me.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell him too.
Tell him I want his recipe for that queso. It was really good.
He's not gonna give it to you if you call him a skeevy perv dude. Yeah, I know.
Excuse me, skeevy perv dude. You have a recipe that I thought was really yummy. Could I
I'm not even gonna ask him for it because you called him a skeevy perv.
No, he would have hurt me anyways.
It would hurt his feelings to know that you think skeevy perv face, man.
Okay, now you're just making it worse.
Yeah, now you're making shit up.
Yeah, it's like getting worse and worse as you keep saying it.
He's not a skeevy perv, so don't say that. So, I take offense to that, really. Fine. The whole time, I'm playing this, I'm trying to be wise. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I should let other people take control of hotels first, save up my coins, and then pwn their asses. especially Peaches. But after the first round of four, so I was actually first because I hit a 10, so I went first. And then everybody else, Peach was last. And after Peach, it takes all of our characters' pictures, meshes them together, and then separates them real quick and either divides them one against three, two against two, or an all four-on-four battle.
Yeah.
And then it wrote out of all the mini games that you have to play. And I actually prefer the one-on-threes because, actually last night when I was playing, Peach was just getting the brunt of it. Like, we had to go against Peach, the three of us against her for, 7 battles in a row. And we kept pwning her ass. But anyway, and these games
Why
are really...
Why do you hate Peach so much?
Because...
What did she do to you?
Yeah, what did she do? Did she steal your car or your boyfriend or something?
No, she didn't. But, I don't like her. She's like that girl who doesn't do anything to you, but... If you had to survive, if the only way you could live was to kill her, you wouldn't feel bad about it.
You know what's sad? I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like, you'd be like, I don't care if I have to, if you obviously didn't have to go to prison after you killed her. Like, if someone said, I will shoot you if you don't shoot them, I'd be like, bam! All right. Can I go now? it wouldn't be that hard.
If you want to fuck pandas, Ichigo wants to fuck pandas, this anime is for
you. This is totally for you. And if you want to marry your cousin, this is for you too. And if you like Dawn Perignon, or you want it all the time, this series is for you also. And if you're a cop babe who can't rhyme, this series is for you too. What else? And if you're a fish cake, it's for you too.
A fish cake? Really?
Yeah, fish cake. I won't explain.
Oh, please, God, don't.
Fish cake thing. But I mean, the songs are catchy. It's really funny. It's bright. It's vibrant. I mean, I kind of love it. Like, I could have strong emotional feelings for this DVD. I mean, I don't think I would screw it.
Well, God,
but, I would take
not.
It out for, ramen.
Resident Evil, The Umbrella Chronicles, Medal of Honor Heroes 2, and Ghost Squad for the Wii.
Ghost Squad?
Squad. Squad.
Wad.
Ghost Squad's a completely different game, and we'll be talking about that on the future podcast. So those are
gonna like, no, he was in love with Kikyo before, and then he, you know, felt he got betrayed and was like, bitch, what? And she was like, oh, I'm totally glad I stopped right there. That would have turned into a really, really bad statement. anyway.
Oh, panda sensor.
Yeah, and I stopped myself right in the nick of time.
That's good. It's just fun. The Nintendo Wii is just fun. It's designed to be fun for a group of people. And, you know, I don't like to be lone wolf player. I like to play with people.
I know, I like playing with people too.
I don't like playing with myself. Playing by myself is boring.
I like playing with myself too.
I said, not playing with yourself, dum-dum. Playing by yourself.
Well, I don't like that either. So I had a talk with my PS2 today.
Uh-oh.
And I think he understands. Or at least I hope he understands.
I mean, did you leave his friends?
What do you mean? Yes. Yes, we left his friends. He paid for lunch.
Good.
You know, I gave him the hug.
Right.
And
but
right
not
now...
the kiss, right?
No, because that's just asking for trouble.
Right.
But right now, since we're kind of sharing the apartment, we're just going to let it slide.
Right.
You know, and we're going to wait till the lease is up.
Okay.
And then he's going to move upstairs.
Okay. So, I mean you're going to be able to be amicable. I mean, you'll see each other every once in a while, and it'll be pleasant.
Yes, yes. We'll be very cordial
right. And
respectful, but we're not going to pull on, I don't know, some salt onto the wounds.
Right, we're not going to revisit the past.
No, nope, we're going to walk, we're going to move on.
Okay.
We're going to move along, just like the All-American Rejects,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's good, because, you know, not a lot of people know how to, you know, end that kind of serious relationship, you know?
Well, I've been with my PS2s for a while, since I've gone through a couple, because one caught on fire. Don't ask me how that happened.
I know how.
And then one went blind, and now
and
this
one. That was hard.
One.
I know that was a hard one to deal with, because, you know, how do you say goodbye when somebody's, you know, hurting? You know?
Yes, exactly. But, you know, he understands that sometimes other things are just very tempting, and
well,
he could
grown.
Force
you've just
he
grown.
He could force me to stay, but he'd know I'd learn to resent him.
Yeah,
and he doesn't
do that.
And he doesn't want that either.
Well, that's good. That's good that you guys are able to get to that point, because there's a lot of people that just, you know, they hang around in the relationship, and, you know, each is left unfulfilled and eventually gets ignored and, you know, then starts acting up, and just bad things happen when, you know, just a little bit of communication up front.
Well, you know, he was a little upset when the Wii came to move in with us. He really thought that it was going to be over for him and I, and I was trying to tell him that that's not what it was about. It was just about me experimenting, and, you know, for a while he didn't want to talk to me, but he got over that hump, and he'll get over this one too, I hope.
Yeah. And you know, if not, I mean, he'll have his own place upstairs, and who knows, other people may come into his life, and, you know, it'll
they
work
might
out for the best.
Love him as much as I have.
Yeah.
And that's all I would want for my PS2.
Yeah. That's good. That's good that you only want good things for your PS2, because you don't want to get to the point where you're just resentful and wishing
no,
that it would just die and its optical drive would just stop working. You don't, that's just never a healthy place to be. For either of you.
So no, exactly. But at least, you know, I wish I could eat bamboo. Like, I can't even eat anything with, you know
yeah,
any kind of texture or anything. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not that panda-esque because I can't eat wood. And that sounded bad and wrong.
That's really...
And I didn't mean awesome. That the way that that came out, ladies and gentlemen.
Boys really, and girls, children of all ages.
Pandalicious does not eat wood. Or anything that would be, you know,
Sorry, no, did I just make that noise?
The phallic symbol of what wood represents, either.
You're just digging yourself in deeper. You should really just let it go.
Working all day, master's got me working.
Oh, God.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's Panda for you.
Oh,
here,
I got
the bracelet of 1,000 truths before I hurt myself.
Yeah, let me do that.
Rape is not the type of thing we should be pushing this season. So, guys, no rape on Christmas.
No. No rape on Christmas. There's a lot of things you can do on Christmas. Rape, not one of them.
You know, because you know what?
What are you popping?
Oh, there were some poppers. I'm sorry. It's a habit I've developed since I've been home. I'm sorry. But, guys, you know, like, I don't want to sit here and tell you about all the things that you're not supposed to do. There are changes that everyone's supposed to make in life, and I understand that. So it's one step at a time. So you know what? Just one day. No rape on Christmas. We'll work one day at a time. And I think Christmas is a good day to start.
So you want to make one of those signs that says, we've had no rape incidents of rape since...
Christmas 2007.
Yeah.
You know how awesome that... I would love to hold that sign.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a horrible tangent.
But anyway, we don't want to be a downer. We want to be an upper.
Yeah, I like things that are up.
See,
that's not what I meant.
Not saying a word.
Didn't mean that the way that came out.
I'm just...
And the body structures. You know, usually in animes, you know, the main character is either really, really flat-chested with no, like, femme appeal, or they're, like, an average guy. We don't see too much anyway because they never take off their clothes. No, they don't ever have to change their bras like the way girls do in anime. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I've never had to change my bra all that often, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much put it on in the morning, bam, done till I'm done in the evening, you know what I'm saying?
You know, but you don't, you know, there's usually, you know, the flat as a chest girl, the overly endowed girl, the sport, you know, mm-hmm. like their body structures have some, you know, and sometimes they're embellished. They're overdone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it does get addicting, or at least to Eshmom, who makes me play it for 9 hours straight without going to the bathroom, which pandas have
no
to do twice.
Pee-pee for panda.
Every 4 hours, we kind of have to. Nature calls. And when nature calls, you know, you take that call. You don't make nature wait for you.
You don't put nature on call waiting.
No, because nature...
And you definitely don't let nature go to voicemail.
No, you don't. It's like that movie, Missed Call. It's like, fuck. Nature went to voicemail. I'm fucked. But
and usually in a puddle of your own
yeah,
making.
Exactly.
But no, duck hunt? Dunt hunt?
Whoa!
There.
Whoa.
Panda!
Dirty mouths.
Beep. Sorry. That was bad placement on my behalf. I apologize. Whoopsies!
Oh my gosh. That
would have been a very bad word.
That's
a bad word.
Bad word.
Bad word.
That is badong.
Lady, that was a bad word.
Oh, yeah, and don't rape your best friend if she digs another guy.
Although somehow it sometimes works out.
Like, sometimes it works out,
such
but
a
not
bad example.
Yeah. You know, most case scenario, you're going to get, like, arrested and thrown into prison.
And then you will be raped.
Yes, over and over and
over
and
over.
Don't drop the soap.
And there'll be no boy butter, so it's just, you know.
Don't use the soap.
A boy, I like that term, boy butter.
Yeah. Bounce, bow, wow. Plus
don't
force.
Don't use the soap. Well, and that's another way to don't
plus
you
prison
don't want,
equals
go anywhere near you.
But anyway. Actually, there was an actor who kind of reminds me. If this actor had dyed his hair white, he kind of looks like Dante. But I can't remember who it is right now because I'm not really horny. So I'm not thinking about that right now. So that makes it kind of hard. But, my popcorn butters and Funimation comes on the TV.
Your popcorn butters? Butters is not a
wait,
verb.
Wait,
Wait, I know.
Is your popcorn buttering itself? You have magical popcorn that butters itself?
Yes, it is.
I was going a far
place. I don't
want to
eat popcorn that ejaculates on itself.
Yeah, that's where I went with that.
But it's butter.
No, I don't care. It's popcorn butter, and it's
what is the
butter.
Most
it's not butter. It's butter. No. Mm-mm. No,
well,
popcorn that
I
butters
like,
itself.
I want
I don't trust.
Popcorn that butters itself.
I don't want popcorn and, that will jizz in my mouth.
Well, you don't have to eat it because
okay,
it's
fine.
For me.
Okay, good.
And Funimation turns on the screen, and I know what you guys are thinking out there. What is Panda thinking?
This popcorn
course-
buttering itself. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, we're all caught up on the popcorn. None of us are actually thinking what you think we're thinking.
It was a funny joke. Nobody believes that you really have syphilis. Let's put this to bed right now. I sometimes have been known to run my mouth. Pandalicious does not have syphilis. She does
or
not.
Or any
have.
Other.
I'm getting
STD.
There. Or any other sexually transmitted diseases that I know about. And I
at
would
all.
Hope. And I would hope, being your sister, that if you contracted something like that, you would talk to me about it. We could go all after school special on it, and I could be there for you and things like that. And then later, I could go all Comedy Central on it and crack crazy jokes about you and what nasty things are roaming around in your cooter. But you
yeah,
don't have
thanks.
Anything nasty roaming around there.
Well, thank you for mentioning my cooter on the air.
Hey, no problem. What is a sister for, if not to mention your cooter? Huh?
Apparently, to mention my cooter.
Yeah, there you go. All right?
If you want some more gamer sausage instead of gamer taco, totally check them out.
There's nothing wrong with gamer taco.
There's nothing. No, but sometimes, you know, I like gamer sausage.
Well, I like gamer sausage too, but I'm just
yeah. I'm just saying you could have some gamer taco
you can
and then
a smorgasbord.
That's right, bratwurst, whatever the sausage in England is. I don't know what they call it, but all over the place, sausages of many variety. Why am I talking about sausages? It's probably
probably
because I'm hungry.
Probably.
Actually, you know, I'm really relieved that, you know, you stepped up and you went first today, because it's a nice change of pace, you know, always having to perform right at start, you know, sometimes it stresses me out. And
you get performance anxiety? You know, they make pills for that.
I know, I think I might have to look into it.
The side effects for that is loose stools, though, so.
Yeah, anal leakage. I'll be swimming and be like, so, Panda, what's new? Oh, got some anal leakage. Do you mind getting out of the pool, please?
But I'm not anxious about it.
Right. You know, if you've ever played Diablo or Diablo 2, you know, it's pretty straightforward. You know, you can play the game as a single mode, but, you know, what's the point of it being an online multiplayer game if you're not going to play with people?
Why play with yourself when you can play with others?
Well, sometimes I don't mind playing with myself, but sometimes I totally want to play with other people. And, you know, I was... Hello. That was totally in my notes. I was totally planning to make that joke. please stalk me.
Panda wants to be stalked.
I know. Did you see my comment about, you know, being crazy and being 24? I'd be like, well, at least I'm not pregnant.
Yes.
That just came out of nowhere. I was like, that is really funny. I'm going to put that on Twitter.
Everything goes up on Twit. If you're not on Twit, you're not.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm a twat for twit, but that sounds really bad.
Oh, awful. Oh, my God.
That'd be a really awesome shirt.
Oh, my God. I don't think you can put that on a shirt.
Tit twat. Sorry.
I really don't think you can do that.
Are we going to bleep that out, too?
Oh, no, we're not going to bleep it out. I just don't think we can put that on a shirt.
We actually have some really cool news that's going to be announced later on this week. So we're teasing it now because we can. Tease, tingle, 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 tingle. We're really excited about it.
I'm so excited you should feel my nipples.
Don't feel her nipples.
I'm sitting on my hands, goddammit.
Good.
Yeah, keep them over there.
Do not touch her nipples. But see, next week, I'm going to be like, oh my God, my flesh! I know you couldn't see that face, but it was really kind of precious. Panda saw it, and she's, like, trying to hold back the snot, but...
There's no snot.
I'm just saying. If I can make
girls
you laugh...
Girls don't... Snark?
Make... Oh, no. Snot. Yes, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'm going to own it right now. I have laughed so hard before that I've blown snot out of my nose, which made me laugh even harder because there were people around to see it.
Have you ever snarted? It's a sneeze fart.
Are we going to...
Hey, it looks like we're heading down this road.
Yes.
I've done it.
Who hasn't? I mean, there have been times where you're like...
Oh.
No.
Ow.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it happens, I own that. Now, of course, that makes the situation like 100 times more funny.
Yep.
Being that I'm a girl.
Because apparently girls don't fart.
That's what I heard on the internet, but I'm going to tell the internet right now that
But the
wrong.
Internet says that
but
girls don't
like
exist.
But it smells like popcorn when girls fart.
But girls on the internet don't exist, so why would the internet know about girls?
Girls, the only girls that exist on the internet are the ones from Shutterstock.
You really went there.
I went... Chick-fil-A went there. Anyway!
But
this is my
That's
serious...
That's a hunky-dory piece of machinery.
Yeah, this is straight up, like... Hold on, because it's been gathering dust, because...
That's all right.
I haven't...
I'm dirty.
Don't say that about yourself.
I'm dirty.
You know, I need to give it, like, a good cleaning, but, you know, this
That's
is...
what she said.
Shut up. When you're dirty. I think you would enjoy Dragon Con.
I would enjoy the fuck out of Dragon Con.
You would enjoy Dragon Con.
And if I ever had the nerve to ever go over to London, like England, I'd want to go to the Who convention.
You would need to do that. But see,
I have to get over the fear of crossing over water in a plane.
Nothing. You get over it. Take some Dramamine or whatever the hell you have to do. Go to sleep. When you wake up, you'll be in London. It's done deal.
We've already assessed that that's not how this works.
You didn't take enough things to go to sleep.
Because, I mean, I totally did wake up and
the
then freak the fuck
was
out.
Good. The neck pillow was good, but you needed more things to go to sleep.
I need a snake charmer to just lull me to sleep.
You just need to party all the way up till you get to the airport.
We should try that next year. Let's just nonstop party till it's time
just,
to get on
the plane. We should just party from Thursday night until we get on the plane.
And then I'll conk the fuck
and
out.
You will just be so gone, it will not even be fun.
I won't wake up until the next 2 days after. I won't even remember getting off the plane.
I will have to shake you on the plane and be like, come on, you gotta
walk. We gotta
walk.
Get up. What?
You gotta walk.
Are we home yet?
Just party. So you can walk down the plane.
Oh my god.
But no, seriously, I definitely
Can we hypnotherapy? Like, hypnotize me?
I thought you were like, can we drink hypnotic? And I was gonna be like, yes.
No, hypnotherapy-ize me? Yeah, because that's a word. I'm just putting things together now.
I'm not even gonna respond to that because I feel like I don't even have to. Actually, I'm gonna say right now that... At least speaking for me, because I try not to speak for you all the time.
I appreciate that.
Sometimes I do.
Our voices are different.
They are, but sometimes they're the same.
You like, know, some people have a hard time.
Like, 65% of the time, it's the same.
Do you know how often I ask people when they're like, oh, I listen to the show, I'm like, can you tell which one I am? Without me telling you which one I am?
No. I mean,
they
well,
can't.
If you listen to the podcast, though, like, have you listened to the podcast? We do.
Well, recently, the last time I asked, someone's like, well, Ninja had a cold, so...
Yeah, exactly.
You're not sick, so you have to
you
be the other
be
one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I'm so glad that you can tell.
Well, our voices do sound alike when you listen to them back.
Our registers are similar.
Very similar. I mean, it happens to be that we're related. We are siblings.
What?
Surprise! We sound alike.
No.
I'm gonna throw another one for you. Ready? Shocker, we kind of look alike. We have features the same.
Well, yeah.
Other than my shortness. But anyway, back to the game.
If I take off my shoes, I'm a little shorter.
Yeah, not
in enough.
My category, kiddo. So let's just keep it rolling, okay? All right.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. That was bad.
You went there. That's right. You
get
went
it out of my
you
head.
Went to Limp Bizkit.
Oh.
They disbanded recently.
And no one likes Limp Bizkit.
Nobody
You
likes.
Want big, sturdy, fluffy biscuits. You want...
You want fluffy biscuits, you don't want hard biscuits, but you really don't want Limp biscuits.
They look sad in
They're
my mind.
Sad.
They're all like, we're sad biscuits.
Ooh, sad biscuit.
And by then, maybe I'll have a job and I can save up to go to Nerdapalooza in Florida. Just me. Nerdapalooza wouldn't be your thing.
What the fuck is Nerdapalooza?
Awesome. Wrapped in bacon.
And how would it not be my thing then, if it's awesome wrapped in bacon?
Because... It's music related. Well, actually, no, that might actually be even more close to your your deal.
What the hell is Nerdapalooza?
Nerdapalooza thing. All right, so Palooza,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah, yeah, I know what a Palooza is.
Yeah.
So what the hell is Nerdapalooza?
Nerd music.
Why have I never heard of this?
Because I just got wind of it, like, several months ago.
And you just tell me now?
Yeah.
I thought we shared everything. I don't even know you anymore. Anyway, let's talk
I'm
about
I'm someone
video games.
You used to know.
I told you this is not going to be a singing podcast. So, when we heard about Blitz basically being the controller Blade...
I literally jizzed in my pants, guys.
Really? You were gonna... You shared that with the people? Like, I thought we agreed that we would never talk about that.
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem telling people.
Because
if I'm that excited that that's gonna happen, then obviously it's something that I should share?
No, Panda. That's the thing that you keep to yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
No.
Public knowledge now.
Yeah, you did not.
I personally like to match.
Yeah.
It's a...
Coordination is important.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I match my bra and my panties all the time.
You... all
girls,
the time.
Girls...
All
not,
the time.
All right, not all the time. But for special occasions.
Most of the time.
Special occasions. Like Christmas.
Green and red.
No.
Red and green?
No.
Like, white and red?
Like red and red, green and green. Unless there's like, oh, whatever. That's a totally different podcast.
That's another podcast. We'll get into that.
Well, I mean, I've now seen it twice. But
what?
Yeah.
When did you go again?
I took a me day and snuck away with my quarters that made up just enough for me to get a matinee ticket. But I saw it again. And I mean, I recall when we went and saw it the first time that I had a very tender moment.
You did. It was so cute.
I did.
Panda cried.
I cried.
And then she tried to play it off like she didn't. But she
did. It was like I had something in my eye. It was emotion.
Yeah.
That's what
she was like, no. I got dust in my eye. And I was like, yeah, no, that's
if
called.
If dust means water from your eye, your tear duct, then
if that
yes.
means a feeling, then yeah.
Yes.
You had a feeling in your eye. And the protagonist of the anime series is this boy who's like completely enamored with zombies. And, like, as soon as I started watching, I was like, I must tell Panda of this series.
I know, I love
But I haven't
zombies.
Seen you in, like, 2 weeks, so I haven't been able to tell
I know,
you.
But I've been here.
And so,
don't
he's...
Don't you live together?
I live on the second floor.
She lives on the second floor.
Oh, wow, that's a big... Yeah, you're right.
13, yeah, there's 13 steps that separate us. And let me tell you, those 13 steps are a bitch.
Look, I love it. There's sometimes ninjas like, I want to go see Panda's like, oh, but those steps though.
Exactly. And so I tell
it's
like,
not even her. Like she'll come up and I'll like be up on the third floor. I'm like,
I'm like, oh God. If she's on the third floor, shit, we're not gonna
it's
see
it's pretty
each
much
other.
Like I'm in another country.
Exactly. Yes. My princess is in another castle and I'm like, fuck this. I've already done worlds 1-1 and 2-1. I'm good.
Let me go get that magic flute.
I don't have a warp pipe is the problem. If I had a warp pipe
She's like, I got a Skyper.
It would be done. And so that's literally what ends up happening. It's like, yo, you home? I'm like, I'm in bed. What do you want? I'm like, fuck you. I'll see you tomorrow. Another thing that really quickly popped out, and it warmed my subcocal area. Yeah, I said it.
Someone's going to make a clip of that now.
Oh, who? I don't care. Make a clip of
we
me.
We dare you. Do it.
Anyway... I didn't dare anybody. You did that.
Yeah, but I'm not the one who said it, so. Xbox probably needs to have another, like, think tank about the next name.
And I
should get paid to make names for
And the
things.
Thing is, they can't call it, like, the next box because that was a project that Apple had.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Jobs had, and then it became Mac OS X.
Maybe it should be called Le Xbox with Cheese. Like the Royale with cheese.
So they call it a Royale Xbox?
The Royale Xbox with cheese.
Why do you keep putting cheese on it?
Because I'm hungry again. For no real reason.
I'm not trying to say that, like, you're a gold digger. But...
Exactly.
Okay, well.
I honestly have no reservations on this show.
You
today.
Have no inhibitions.
That
you
too.
Should
have both.
But what? Girls burp. And you know what? They fart too. Not that I'm going to rip one.
Please don't rip any, because I'm editing the podcast this week and it's probably not coming out.
It's too bad I didn't have paper, because I would be like, rip. I would have ripped an actual piece of paper.
Oh, like, I just ripped one.
I just ripped one.
Just letting you know.
A big juicy piece of paper.
A big juicy piece of paper. All right, it's going to be that type of week, people.
It sounded really funny in my head.
You know,
but as it was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, this is bad. And they just spurred a new one now, Once Upon a Time in fucking Wonderland.
Yep.
Which I refuse to watch. I'm refusing to watch that. Here's my state. Because I was already kind of pissed when Kingdom Hearts came out, and they were trying to convince me that Alice was considered a princess, because she's not a princess. She's not.
But at the time that
she will never be a princess. She's not a princess. She's not a princess. She's not a princess. She's not. Pocahontas was a princess. Do we get to call her with the wind? No.
Panda.
I'm just saying, she's not a princess. She's not a prince. She's not a princess.
Relax.
She's not.
Tinkerbell's not a princess either.
I know! Don't even get me started on that, yo. Don't do it. Don't. So, I was already kind of pissed. So, I'm like, I will swallow this pill because I understand that, you know, they have to have so many princesses and then they go and make one with Kyrie anyway. Kyrie's far more badass than Alice, but you know, whatever. I didn't make the game. I didn't make it.
No, you didn't make it.
I wasn't in that think tank. I really wish I had been, because that game would have been even more awesome with my input. But, so, okay. And now they're doing this whole thing where Alice is in love with the fucking genie from Aladdin, and Jafar wants to get all up in that shit, and we all know that one, Jafar is gay.
Okay, now, hold on. Don't be casting aspersions about Jafar.
He has some sickening eyeliner, okay?
No, I mean, dude knows how to fucking get with the eyeliner, but, I mean, typically...
And he has an ironically mad bird.
Okay, hold on, Panda. If we're gonna be stereotypical, let's be equally stereotypical. Pretty much every Egyptian in movies or entertainment has always been sickening badass with the eyeliner. Okay. So that doesn't
all right,
just
so all right. I'll take it back. Gay. So Jafar is not gay. Okay, fine. I'll retract.
He might be bi-curious, but still.
He might be. But I mean, I've actually watched some seminars about, you know, villains in Disney and how they always kind of come off effeminate and foppish and gay, but they're not really kind of.
I think that's more of a influx of the Japanimation.
Maybe, I don't know.
Trying to make a villain that you can have a soft spot for.
I had no soft spots for him.
So you make them a little more effeminate so that they're not
a dick.
Completely a
his,
dick.
His staff was a snake dick. It was a dick. Snake. A dick snake.
Have another sip, sis.
Anyway. So, but in Once Upon a Time, and this is all from the trailers, because like I said, I've refused to watch it. And everyone's telling me that I should watch it, but I don't want to watch it. Because... Keep it like dirty PG-13.
Follow that up, however, with some dirty, grimy, awesome beats for your ears.
EDM, mother person.
And then Panda censors herself for no reason.
My tummy's making sounds.
You know, kidding. I did not invite your tummy to be a guest on this podcast.
I know, because it just doesn't understand boundaries. Very much like me.
So, maybe next time you should feed it before you come to the recording.
I do feed it!
Well, you should do it before the recording.
I do before the recording
and maybe
feed it.
Maybe you should not feed it roughage before the recording.
I like roughage!
I know, but
it makes me poop!
You know what? I can't even follow that.
The sisters, so. Talking real talk. Poop, it's real.
I can't even deal with you right now.
It's about the poopies.
It's not. That is not what this show is about.
That tangent was about. Poop.
Oh, man.
Poop. I couldn't compact my awesomeness into 6 seconds.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
You'll have 5 seconds left over.
I just had to get it out.
I know.
It was bothering me.
I know.
It's all done now, though, I promise.
It's like the herpes. It just bothers you.
Well, when you have a flare-up.
I wouldn't know. Never had it.
I wouldn't either.
She said just kind of elongating
just,
it
just
out.
Just kidding. Pandalicious does not have herpes.
Pandalicious does not.
I am herpes-free.
Have the herp.
or the... She make a clap.
Yes, but not the clap. I do not have any STIs.
Well, that's good, because boy, oh boy, that not be the way to start out this podcast.
Happy holidays.
But we did, so there it is. Wow, we're special. Actually, we have video game stuff to talk about today, not venereal diseases.
So this is another series that Ninja graciously suggested that I watch. And yep. At first I was like, I don't know if I really am going to be into it.
And then I was like, hey, look,
I'm going to put it on and then let's just see if your eye gets drawn.
Because I tried to get Panda to watch this series for 2 weeks and she wouldn't do it.
Nope.
And so finally I literally had to catch her sitting at the kitchen table
doing nothing. You're going to watch this now!
And put it on.
Yeah,
she because, did. And for whatever reason, you were averse to doing what I said. Although, has there been yet a series that I've said, hey, I think you should watch this because it'll be right up your alley, that you haven't been like, oh my god, this totally is like the best thing ever and I need to watch it right now.
That has not happened yet.
Yeah, so maybe next time I say, hey, there's a series
I should just be like, what's the name? Let me put it in my queue right now.
Put it in the queue and line that shit up that night.
So,
I was going to talk about another pervy anime that I've been watching.
It's not Papillon Rose, is it?
No, because I told you. You told me not to watch it.
I warned you not to watch it.
I turned it on. I got 5 minutes into it and said, nope. And I haven't been back since.
It's a Sailor Moon parody hentai thing. With cats giving blowjobs.
Stop. I don't believe you.
It happens. It's episode one.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Dildo comes out of her magical area.
Can we not talk about that, please? Because that's not what I was going to talk about.
There are armies of women with lactating boobies.
Panda, we're not talking about this. We're never going to talk about this again.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
All right.
Awesome. I certainly couldn't not agree with you more.
There are so many negatives in that. I don't know if it actually ended up being
I couldn't
positive.
Agree with you more.
Thank you. Because I wasn't sure if that ended
up
being...
I couldn't not agree with
you not
you
more
not
than I
not already not
said
do.
Not now, but not,
do.
Not in the moment from now. I'm very confused by all the words that just came out of my mouth. It is not a clip show. Ba-ba-ba-dum. It's live.
Hello.
Well, it's live recorded.
It's recorded.
It's live right now for us,
but not you listening to it a day later.
Well, it's live for you in that you're listening to it now for the first time.
But not live as in live.
Not like you could call us and ask us a question like right this minute.
Well, I mean, you could call us and ask us a question, but it wouldn't be on the show.
Well, you can't really call us unless you hit the 800 number. But we haven't given that out in forever because nobody ever called us, so we don't
know. No one ever wanted to speak to us.
Because we're not live, see? It's a vicious circle as opposed to a vicious swat, which is a cold soup. Panda!
Hi!
How you doing?
I'm okay.
What do you mean you're okay?
I guess I'm okay.
How do you guess that you're okay? You're you. You either know that you're okay or you know that you're not okay.
Well, if I had to sit here and guesstimate how I'm feeling
today... Why are you guesstimating your feelings? I don't understand. You are you. You should know you.
Because
don't you know you?
Sometimes I feel like I don't.
You know, they make pills for that.
Yep, it's called Ativan.
Among many others.
Zoloft and Fuck It All.
Oh, I like Fuck It All. That's one of my favorite ones.
I like the one that makes me think that people disintegrate in red and yellow Legos. I think that's Dilaudid.
I'm pretty sure that
shit is intense.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Drugs, don't do them unless a doctor tells you you're allowed.
Even if a doctor tells you that you're allowed, sometimes maybe you shouldn't do them. Like, you...
Use that pain scale. If you're under 5, don't take it.
Don't do it.
If you're like 7 or 8, cut it in half.
Maybe don't do it.
No, if you're at a 7 or 8, you should probably cut a pill in half. But if you're like at 9, 10...
Then, like, you should be in the hospital.
You should take one and take a nap.
Or be in the hospital. I mean, pick it.
I mean,
if your pain's at a 9, like, you should not be.
I mean, if you are that red, agonized face,
if you're
then
the face that looks like you really
you're constipated and you're bleeding from the constipation.
We're so related. I was like,
then go
get in there and you beat me to it. What Mine I'll actually poo-poo. Do is get mad, cry, drive to the Stop and Shop, grab some Ben and Jerry's, bring it home, take two bites, and be like, why am I doing this? Throw the ice cream, then clean the ice cream up, like a little bit off of the floor, just to make sure I really don't want
Ew,
it.
Ew, you're grody.
Then I'm going to take a nap, then I'm going to take a rage poop, and then I'm going to put the game in its case.
Why are you rage poop?
I'm going to put the game back in the case, put it in my giant trunk of games, where in 4 months I'll take it back out and try again.
I don't understand the rage poop.
But I might not always game when I want to game, but when I do, I'm not wearing pants.
Wait. Why do you tell people that?
Because that's gamer girl life.
But
I'm like, you know what? I had a hard day. I'm taking on my pants. Gonna totally play
but
some South Park.
But I'm pajama pants.
Not even, dude. Fully out. Letting the air touch
whoa,
my skin.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. This is not that kind of podcast, Panda.
And I'm sitting there with my gamer t-shirt on.
Hey, no.
And some
no,
Doritos.
No.
And then I'm not, like, ew, I got residue all over my legs.
Do not feed the stereotype, you nasty heifer.
I'm not. I totally don't wear pants when I'm just chilling by myself in my house playing games. Now, if I got company over, then I'll put some PJ pants on because, you know, I come correct.
Oh, my God. Why do you think you're a thug?
I'm totally a thug.
You're not a thug.
No, you come into my house and I'm like, let's drink.
You want some cookies?
You are not a thug. It's like, I made some apple pie.
I want you to know
that. I'm going to splash some cider on it. Just kidding. You want powdered sugar?
You wrong for that, Panda. You totally wrong for that.
And this shit happens, you know, way over on like the north-south. So, like, they're not near each other, but they're near enough to make the distinction.
The
so,
north-south?
The north-south. The south-north.
The south-north?
The south-north.
So, is that the middle? I'm
yeah,
so confused.
It's no, it's on the other side. It's south, like, southeast.
Thank you, because I'm
south,
like, you can't
south north-north.
North.
It's, it's north, it's south or
it's,
north.
It's the northern part of the it, south.
Yeah.
So, it's in the center?
It's in the middle. In Dragon Age 2, out of everyone that you could romance, and you could pretty much romance everybody, you couldn't romance Varric. And he's the one you wanted to bone because you just heard
oh,
him all the
he,
time.
Oh, was he the hot one with white hair?
No.
Oh.
No. But everyone wants to bone him, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember that.
Fenris.
Yeah, when Fenris. You were playing that, and I was like, can you do him?
Yes, and I did all the time. I mean, and there's not much to be said, the fact that they're talking about another Pokemon game, because me and Pokemon, like,
I know.
What are the chances?
Y'all been down forever and every day. All day, every day.
You're laughing
at my joke.
Did you hear it? I said, me liking a Pokemon game, what are the chances?
Oh.
Now you laugh. I've been holding that in this whole time.
Oh, my God. Have you planned that the entire podcast?
The minute I knew there was another Pokemon game, I was like, yes.
Oh, that hurts.
What are the
that
chances?
That hurts so
chances
bad.
Are the best.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yep, it was coming.
Panda, when am I ever wrong about you changing your mind?
I hate that you're never wrong about me changing my mind ever.
Okay. Now this is me saying, after I put my hands on it, I think that once you put your hands on it.
I'm not touching it. Not touching it. I'm not touching it. Not touching it.
You're gonna touch it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you're
not
are.
Touching it. My hands. It. Nope.
I don't care.
Sitting
if you're
on my hands.
Hands.
Sitting on my hands.
You're gonna touch it.
Not doing it.
Once you touch it, you'll be like,
nope. That sounds like a bad touch.
No, it's a good touch. It's a good touch. I promise. Let me pat you on the head. It's a good
no.
touch. It's a good touch.
No.
That's my few cents on the whole thing, but I'd like to hear what you have to say on the subject of magic, because you've been kind of quiet over in the corner.
I have been. I have to go.
Oh.
I have to go take care of some things.
It wasn't that good of an episode.
Oh, that's funny.
But I do.
All right.
So you girls have fun without me. Okay?
Yeah, we'll do.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, our listeners.
She's
okay.
Cute.
She's something else. So
I hope when I pass away that there's a giant reel of all the great things I've ever said on this show and all shows I've ever been on.
We're going to make the most amazing clip show.
Well, we have a lot of practice already.
Yeah, exactly. So.
See, the gift that keeps on giving, because it's immortalized in audio, yo. Now you guys can, whenever you meet Pandalicious, point out that ism and have, you know, fun. Other ways that you can have fun are visiting our website, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood, to check out our reviews, previews, and all of our written pieces, get our opinions on things that are coming, going, and all that wonderful stuff. You can also get our podcast through our main website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or if you like the iTunes, and many of you do, then you can get it in the iTunes music application on your desktop, or through the podcast application on your iOS device by searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting the subscribe button in the store as soon as you find us. You can also get a hold of the podcast on Stitcher Radio, which is super fucking cool, and we highly recommend it. You can also catch our show on Tuesdays right before Anime Jam Session on Voice of Geeks Network, VogNetwork.com. Make sure that you bop over there. Check out our show there, as well as some of the other great shows that are on the network. It is so enjoyable, guys. Trust me. Trust yourselves. Check out some of the amazing, amazing shows there. It's made of geeks, so, you know, it's awesome. And then for the rest of your week, there's all of the sites that we're affiliated. Our brethren, we love them to death. Make sure that you're checking them out. If it's indie, then he's covering it. KBD over at No Borders, No Race. The show goes out on Tuesdays. You can check out the website, b3crew.com. Find all of KBD's reviews, previews, interviews with independent artists and things like that. Trust me, it's super cool. It's super nerdy. It's right up your alley. On Wednesdays, for those who need a little in their lives, then definitely check out Geek Aggro, spinning some amazing playlists of trap, EDM, dance. I'm telling you, it's such a great show. You want to check it out. I find new things to listen to each and every week from the homeboy Deuces Wild, so make sure that you check it out. GeekAggro.com. And then on Thursdays, if you've got issues, he's got issues, y'all can have issues together. The Issues Guy, Issues Program, make sure that you check it out, issuesprogram.com. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Call in live, be part of the show, be on his YouTube stream. It's going strong. You definitely want to check it out. It's just so random. It's so hard to describe other than it's random. Awesome. So make sure you check out Issues Guy and Issues Program on Thursdays. And for the rest of the week, keeping your nerd needs satiated, we are on the Twitters. We are on the Facebook. Twitter at ESH News. Facebook, Land of Esh. So facebook.com/Land of Esh. We may or may not be in other social channels like the Instagrams and things like that, but trust us, Facebook and Twitter is really where you want to hit us up. If you've got questions, if there are things you want us to play and do reviews on or interviews, or you think you should be on a show for some reason, then holler at us on the social channels and tell us why. Ask us some questions. I mean, you can ask us some questions, though. It's okay. We'll take them. So make sure that you check us out all across our socials. Check out the entire team by going to my page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and checking out the Land of Esh list. And with that, the shit that I'm digging this week is audio recording. Because man, oh man, is it fun. And makes it so much easier to blackmail people down the road. Not that blackmail is good, because blackmail is bad. Unless it's your sister, and then it totally works. So as always, I'm Ninja Sista. And until next week, guys, I'm out.
And that's when I stab you in your sleep.
That's when you stab me through the aorta. That's what just, and you like, call it a day.
Just like, and we're done.
Esh is now over because I'm going to prison for first degree murder. You heard it here first, folks. If I end up dead.
Hey, don't say that like that. Okay, things can happen and I might not have anything to do with it.
If I am stabbed through the aorta.
Wait. Now you're just letting somebody who wants to kill you create the perfect murder. But because all they have to do now is stab you through the aorta and then everything.
In my sleep, in my house.
So? They can scale it? Damn. Why you gotta put me on blast like that?
Now, you're the one threatening to kill me.
I said that I might hurt you. You're the one who said that you would kill... That I said that...
No, that's not what you said. And we'll roll it back later. Everyone will hear your plotted murder attempt on my life. Which would also be the end of this career in the show, because...
I will end you.
I will equalize you.
You will be erased.
You will be deleted and thrown into the trash and then recycled.
Delete you.
Holy shit, that's real. I don't want to be Control-Alt-Deleted. That's permanent.
Yeah.
That's permabanned.
Ban Hammer. Wah, wah,
wah. Wow, that was a very, really interesting ending to the
show. Thank you. You know what? I mean, because sometimes you just got to go, whee!